I'm here with Tony Wong, co-author on the Adversarial Policies Beat Scrum on AI paper. Thanks for joining the show.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So do you wanna give a quick overview of what the paper is about?
Yeah, so in the paper we attack Go AI. So Go is kind of this ancient Chinese board game played for thousands of years. And I think it gained a lot of public attention maybe in 2015 or 2016 when DeepMind published their AlphaGo system. And they showed that this system using deep learning could beat kind of the top human professionals at Go. And this was kind of touted as 10 years ahead of its time. People thought it couldn't be done, but DeepMind used deep learning to show that it could be done. What we did is we showed that these AIs, which people thought were superhuman, actually have hidden weaknesses. And that by exploiting these weaknesses, even amateur Go players could beat what were previously considered superhuman AIs. Yeah.
By amateur player, you mean American, very strong amateur player that like play very specific moves for quite some time.
Yeah, so you do have to like, by amateur, I mean like not a professional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What motivated this work? Like, why did you start working on this?
I think there are a few different things that motivated this work. For me personally, I had done a lot of research into adversarial examples prior to this. And one of the big questions in adversarial examples is just, how do we fix the problem of adversarial examples? People have tried very hard, but at least in the vision domain, there wasn't much success. And so there were a few hypotheses people had for how to make these systems robust. One of them is just you need to make them much, much stronger. Like maybe the vision networks kind of can be fooled by adversarial noise because they just aren't powerful enough. And then the other hypothesis that people had was that adversarial examples in vision were really a system one phenomenon. So there's this idea that you can break down human cognition into two systems. System one is fast intuitive thinking. System two is slow deliberate thinking. Mm-hmm. And people thought, well, the reason neural networks are not robust is because they're just a system one thing. They have no ability to reflect or think ahead or plan. So people thought maybe if we integrate this kind of like planning procedure, it might also make the systems robust. So you take both of these hypotheses, one, that robustness comes from really strong performance, and two, robustness comes from like search and thinking ahead. If you want to test both of these hypotheses, I think the perfect system to test is something like AlphaGo, which not only is superhuman, but also does tree search and it like does explicit planning. So a question I always had in my head was, you know, is AlphaGo vulnerable to adversarial examples? And that's why I decided to work on this, yeah.
So since like 2016, you were like, I want to explode AlphaGo.
Well, I knew about AlphaGo in 2016. In fact, I was in high school at the time, and I remember staying up really late to kind of watch the Lee Sedol AlphaGo matches, and that was very exciting.
And for me, like I think the fourth match is like the one where like Lee Sedol won. And it was kind of an